Well, Steve, obviously a disappointing result, but it didn't look the easiest strip to bat on, first up.
No, I think it was a big surprise to everybody, because it didn't look that bad a wicket. It certainly spun more than we thought it would. It was used, but also it didn't come on for the seamers, so, you know, it was strange, really, but I think we ruined the fact that we were 40 runs short of a winning total, and we fought back quite admirably in the field and with the ball, particularly the spinners, but we were genuinely 40 runs short, and we've got to look back how we could have got 40 more runs. I thought our running between the wickets could have been better. We may well have tried to disrupt their line and length and their plans, which we weren't proactive in that. We just let them bowl, but I've got to say one thing, you know, Gloucester bowled beautifully today, and maybe we should have done something to try and put them off their line in length. And that doesn't mean to say you just try and swing and hit the ball out the park. I think, you know, use of feet down the wicket maybe, or shuffling around the crease a little bit, just to try and make the bowler feel that he can't just, you know, bowl away there and nothing's going to happen. So, you know, it was a tough defeat for us. But having said that, we fought back really well and we were just 40 runs short.
Word about Phil Hughes. I mean, we seem to talk about him pretty regularly, but even he found it tough going today, and yet he still looked a class act out there, really.
Yeah, he did, and you know, he batted all the way through for us, which was a good effort. He would have liked a few more runs, he knows that, but when you're losing wickets at a regular basis, it puts a lot of pressure on the guy who's in there, and consequently, you know, he didn't know whether to stick or twist, and sometimes when that happens, you get caught a little bit. You know, in a sense that maybe you've done neither one thing nor the other. But we can't forget that he was 60 not out. On another day, that would have been possibly a few more runs, and we may have won. But like I say, you know, it's not his fault. The wickets were falling at the other end, and when wickets fall in one day cricket, you don't go anywhere.
It underlined the point you were making about how well Gloucestershire bowled, because he played a lot of very nice shots for no runs, really. You know, he picked out fielders every time they seemed to bowl.
Yeah, he did, and you know, it's only a couple of weeks ago we were all saying how well he finds the gaps. So, you know, I think that was testament to their bowlers and also testament to the way they fielded, and you know, they deserve the win. We got them in trouble with the bat, but we all wish we could have got 30 or 40 more.
Spinners did well.
Yeah, I thought Brett and Moen did really well. And pins when he came on, you know, Mitch was thinking about bowling pins earlier and then breaking Moen's overs up, which might have been a good ploy, but, you know, it's difficult captaining when you've only got 140 on the board, and you need everything to go your way. The telling blow for us was Ed Young's innings. He counter-attacked in a way that was positive and effective, and he got 28 off 21 balls in a partnership in six overs of 47, something like that. Now, that was a crucial partnership, but more importantly, the innings that sort of changed momentum.